All right, now we officially live. We live once again. It is May 23rd. This is Mo Sports TV. It's your boy C Mo. I'm here with the gang, Ja Cal.
Yo, yo.
I'm here with Matt Chi.
How we doing?
I'm here with Black Ed. All right. Clap it up for Black Ed. I can't stand this nigga, bro. I can't stand. We're making merch. We're making merch soon, and it's just gonna say "fuck Ed," and that's all it's gonna say. I swear to you, that's all it's gonna say.
You know, a lot of eaters fuck gonna Ed. Get that shirt.
Oh, now niggas eaters.
Tired already.
No niggas gonna get that shirt,
yeah,
bro.
Why did you post that?
What, the eater clip?
Yeah,
it's up. It's on TikTok. Oh no, I'll post it everywhere else. But we have
that's a must. He was trying to hold off. He thought, I forgot.
Nah, I'm not letting niggas go with that.
No, we ain't gonna let Ed go on that because that was a very
both of y'all.
Oh, yeah,
it was more Ed. It was more Ed. It was more Ed.
We both eaters.
That was crazy. Like honestly, that was crazy. But we have a very special guest. Our boy Kyle Kerms from the Sauce Network. We're going to bring him in real soon. Shout out to my boy Kyle Kerms from the Sauce Network. We're bringing him in real soon. But this is the intro, and I got a great announcement for the podcast. June 10th, finals, game 4, watch party, Jack's Garage, Seaside Heights, New Jersey, open bar from tip-off to end of regulation.
Celtics versus Warriors.
Well, we're going to hope for a Celtics-Warriors matchup. That's what I'm hoping for as well. Yo, chat. Anybody in the chat, say what's up. If you want on the book, say what's up. Everybody say what's up. But Jack's Garage, open bar, DJ So Wavy, Seaside Heights, Friday night, the best NBA game possible that you could possibly get is game 4 of the finals. That's the best game you're going to find on an NBA schedule every year is game 4 of the finals. And we're having a watch party for it. So let's get it. $55. You get open food. You get open drinks. And we're giving away mad shit. We're giving away mad memorabilia. We're giving away clothes. We're giving away premium mad subscriptions. Bitches. And yeah, we're gonna have the Johns in there shaking ass. And I don't know who said mad whatever. I just know I'm saying there's gonna be girls here. All right. Nobody else said that.
Matt's nobody for saying that.
No. Nah. God damn it, Matt. First you saying nigga too much, and now you're making it hot. Now you're making it hot. God damn it. But we in here, we got a lot to talk. Well, actually, we really don't got too much to talk about today, but NBA conference finals, we about to bring my boy Sauce in right now. Let's make sure we got him in here. It's Adam.
Yo,
somebody brought up a good
what up Kyle, can you hear me, big dog?
I most definitely can. I'm just tweeting out that I'm on here real quick.
I can't
hear me, please.
Can you hear him?
No. You talking?
He's talking.
Hello, hello.
Of course, bro. Hold on. Ooh, slat. Wait, here we go. Can I hear you now?
Testing.
Ah, there we go. Kyle.
Can we talk about baseball real quick?
Talk about baseball?
No, we're not talking about baseball.
He wants to talk about Josh Donaldson.
No,
we got a comment. That's all the why I said.
Oh, my bad.
Can we discuss Josh Donaldson? No, we're not. We're not. Whoever asked that, no, we're not, actually. We're not going to talk about Josh Donaldson. That's what we're not going to talk about. We're not going to talk about Tim Anderson. We're not going to talk about if it was racist or not, because that's not what we do on Mo Sports. No, it don't matter what the motherfucker said.
Yeah.
We're not talking about it. So, we're talking about the NFL. We're talking about the NFL. Goddamn. The NBA Conference Finals. Heat versus Celtics. Kyle, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about this series so far?
I mean, it's really tough to get a read. It, not only are we going back and forth, but we're seeing a new lineup out there every single night. I mean, Celtics without Marcus Smart in game one and Al Horford, they get smacked. They get those guys back in game two. Then they win by 28 points or something. Then game three, Robert Williams is out. They get smacked again. So it's really hard to find patterns when we can't get a consistent read on rotations.
And Tyler Hero not playing today.
No Hero tonight. We still don't have the injury status on Marcus Smart tonight as well.
Jimmy Butler didn't play the second half in the last game.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. Lead too.
We're only losing two quarters out of this whole series, and we're down 2-1. I think we're the better team.
Bro, you guys shot so many. I think it was like 23 more
free
throws.
Who's we? Who's we?
He's a Celtics fan.
Oh, okay.
He's on the roster.
We had way too many turnovers last game.
Here's the thing. I think the Celtics are the better overall team. They have more depth. They have a little bit more everything. It's just they haven't been in this position as to where Miami has. Even though it's been in the bubble. Yeah, yada, yada.
It's in the bubble. It goes to the finals.
True.
Jason Tatum really needs to prove that he could be a closer. I think that's what the difference is, because Miami knows that they have a closer in Jimmy Butler, but Boston isn't exactly sure who's going to close out the game when it gets late. And Jason Tatum needs to step up and take that role. He's putting up 10 points last game. Was a stinker.
That was ugly.
I think he has a great game tonight. I think he bounces back tonight for sure. There's just no way that he just rolls over and dies, especially when we just called him top five.
Who's we?
Stop doing this shit. Stop it. Stop saying I said he is top five in the league. I said Jason Tatum has the potential to grow as a top three player. Fuck a five. As a top three player in the league eventually. Eventually. Down the line.
That's fair.
Giannis, Luka. That will be the top three after, I'm going to say 3 years. That's the top three players in the league.
Jokic?
Yeah, fuck Embiid, because Embiid's gonna be fucking.
Oh my god!
He's gonna have two hollow knees. He's gonna have two hollow knees in 3 years, bro. You shut up.
Sound dumb.
It's gonna be interesting to see how Jokic's game like ages.
Yeah.
What you mean ages? Like,
because we've never seen anybody that's like.
Nah, it's gonna be crazy.
Because like we talked about Al Horford developing a jump shot, and what do you think? Like somebody like Nikola Jokic isn't just going to get better as time goes on.
What does he really going to need to get better at? He can shoot the three.
That's the thing. Like, he is going to find a way. I don't know.
Get in better shape?
Huh?
It's probably the best.
Better shape. He's in great shape right now.
Then he was dying.
He's averaging like 38 minutes a night. How much better shape could he be in?
Need 40. You seen he was dying against the Warriors.
He looked 40. You telling him he needs, you telling the center he needs 40? Did Shaq do that?
What? Nigga, you just compare Jokic to Shaq.
I'm just saying in general. We're talking about
what?
Cardio, my nigga. That's what we're talking about, right? Being in shape.
Yeah.
So how's that me comparing
and
Shaq?
What is Shaq gonna do with this? That's my question to you.
We're just talking about centers in general. Like it's two
different styles of center. Like Jokic has to do more, so I feel like he needs to be in better shape than Shaq. He doesn't do more. He needs to do more.
Like what?
Pass, rebound, score, facilitate the offense, bring the ball up, get on the block, do everything, orchestrate the offense.
I think 38 minutes is good.
So Jokic could definitely be a top three player in 3 years, in my opinion. That's a fact. So Jason Tatum has to, like I said, he has to grow into it. You know what I'm saying?
What does he have to really work on, bro?
What is the difference between those guys? That
domination.
About,
domination.
Jason Tatum.
And rings. Rings, domination, and... the ability to close out and ability to have consistent games. Like he just had 10 points last game compared to, you know.
You think Jokic is a better closer than Tatum?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For right now. I need to see this. I need to see Tatum win tonight and
but,
like close out
all
a
right,
game.
So my thing about that is Jokic got bounced in the first round.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
No, I'm just saying.
It's a team sport, though.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, he's also been to the Western Conference Finals before.
Okay. I mean, Jason Tatum been at three Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, but he hasn't closed out games. And like,
Jason Tatum has a fucking team job, man.
Yo, you was all on the Nuggets bandwagon early this season. Now, all of a sudden, Jokic don't have a team?
He didn't have a team the whole year. What are we talking about? We all been saying that, Jamie. What are you talking about?
Like I said, he has a team. No. His players got hurt.
You being a basketball fan, you being a Tatum.
I'm being a basketball fan. What?
Jokic doesn't have a team, but it's because of injury. He does have a team. But they're all hurt.
Okay.
So then
I'm talking about this year though.
Yeah, he doesn't. He didn't have a team this year. He didn't. He didn't. Kyle, who do you think Tatum could be a top three player eventually over time?
Talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was a very fair statement. He's like 23 years old.
I agree.
The thing with Tatum is just consistency. Not just on the offensive end because everyone sees that, but also sometimes he disappears on defense too, and not everyone notices that. So consistency all over. But again, he's 23 years old. But as far as tonight, I don't think it's so much about Tatum bouncing back because we know he's probably going to. It's this like cat and mouse coaching game. The Celtics, since the All-Star break, were the best half-court basketball team in the league. Like as far as takeaway fast breaks, if you just get into half-court versus half-court, no one's beating Boston. They came out and tried to play that way in game one and got beat at their own game. So they switch it up, and Udoka comes out and starts running, and they put up damn near 130 points in game two. It was awesome. Boston looks great. But then in game three, they come back and try to run that again. They turn the ball over 24 times, just out of control. So it's almost like they're like passing the ball back and forth. Like Spoelstra's like, nah, you want to run? Okay, I got you in game three. So are we going to see them go back to a
checkers like series right now? And it's a coaching duel right now.
You're two of the best in the league.
Yeah.
Neither team has point guard play, so that makes it really interesting in terms of turnovers because they go to Marcus Smart to really be the point guard, and we had to see Jaylen Brown handle the ball when Marcus Smart was out. And Jaylen Brown cannot dribble for shit, bro.
No.
He don't got the rope like even Tatum. You know what I'm saying? So
that's why I think now, obviously, the way betting playoffs goes, who the fuck knows? I'm sorry, am I allowed to?
You can
who the hell knows?
You can bro. Yeah.
Who the fuck knows with the betting playoffs is damn near. It's a dice roll. But I think that's why the total dropped all the way down to 205.5 tonight.
Sheesh.
When those numbers have been 219, 222, 214, I think it's because the books know they're expecting Boston to come back and get back to their roots tonight and play some slow, grind it out, and high screen and roll half court best.
And here's the thing, that is the Miami style as well. They're very half court team, very grinded out, Jimmy Butler isolations, pick and roll with Bam. Very slow offense, lockdown defense. I can see why it went from 218 to 205 real fucking quick because the unders has been killing in this series in general, besides game two where they were running. But
I see the under
hitting the 205. Like, that's crazy. Like,
me too. I'm playing the under too.
I think he's playing today.
He's so important.
Rob Williams is active today, correct?
I think he's playing, but I think Smart is out.
Rob Williams is playing. Smart, still no word. Let me check Twitter now, but still no word of it 5 minutes ago.
They need Rob Williams to neutralize.
What time is tip off? 8?
8:30.
Okay. So they got some time. He still got a little bit of time left. Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be an interesting one for sure.
This one's cool.
I'm looking forward to this
it's going seven
to this match. Yeah, it's going seven. Yeah.
What if
if Boston loses, we're losing in six.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Boston got to win this game, though, for sure. And that's why I think Boston's definitely going to win this game tonight. I don't know if they're going to cover the 7 or the 6, whatever. It opened up at 6, but I don't know if they're going to cover that 7, though. I don't know.
But if they don't, I think it's over.
Spoelstra. Yeah, Facebook user spot on here. I love Spoelstra. Spoelstra is super
underrated. Great off. He's such an underrated. And you know what? With Spoelstra, I used to give him mad hate because I'm like, Spoelstra. He had LeBron. He had D-Wade. That's the only way you get your chips.
Same.
And then he brought him to the bubble championship. And I was still hating. I was still hating on Spoelstra. I was like, Mickey Mouse. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like he's got him back in the Western Conference final. I mean, Eastern Conference finals. And I'm just like, damn, I really can't hate on Spoelstra no more. Like, I really can't. Like,
someone with high basketball knowledge I respect very much said, when
you talk about me,
no, talking about my dad, but he says Spoelstra could end up being like a top 5 head coach ever.
He's still young.
Still young.
If he can catch the rings, if he can catch two more rings,
that's what he said.
Yes.
If he catches like two more rings, he's
top 5
up there.
Ever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not that hard.
NBA basketball. I'm not talking about like college basketball. Yeah, so talking about NBA.
I mean, we got Pop. We got Phil. But other than that, who's gotten more than 3 rings? Like
Pat Riley.
Riley. Okay.
People forget about him.
Riley was a dog, and like Riley is still, that's a big piece of why the Heat are very good as well, is because they got Riley in that front office. Yeah. Right. Should be a Nick. We fucked that up.
I forgot Riley was even there, to be honest.
Yeah.
I can't
get two other coaches.
So. Ed's going to come back talking about Mark Jackson.
Yo, nah, you know what?
Mark Jackson.
Nah, oh, don't even with him, bro.
We're not going to go there with Mark Jackson today. We're not.
Yo, do you know what? Just if we rewind like a month ago, right? Like a month and a half. Spoelstra, they gave Duncan Robinson this huge deal, right? Which turned out to be terrible. But Spoelstra,
E-mask.
They lost like 4 out of 6 games. Spoelstra inserts into the starting lineup Max Strus, who everyone at the time was like,
what is this guy?
And he went, Vincent, and all of a sudden, since they made those moves, they're like 17-3 since they made those moves. It's like, yo,
that was a great move, Bench and Duncan.
How did this dude know that was going to work like that?
Strauss,
Strus has been rocking, bro.
Pulling.
And Gabe Vincent has been fucking pulling, bro. He's been fucking pulling.
Brian hit that three, and then Strus came down and matched it. I was hurt.
Who's playing like a dog last game? Fucking no.
Oladipo was fucking menace. And he was stripping Tatum in clutch. He was strapping. I was like, yo, this can't be happening right now.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Jaylen Brown had a really sloppy 40. That's crazy.
It was a 40 nobody cared about because I didn't even know he had 40. So you just said that.
He had 40 game 3, but yeah, like
it was sloppy.
It was bad. He looked like Ishmael dribbling the ball.
And Tatum, I mean, with his 10 points, he had no choice but to carry and get that 40, whether it was ugly, pretty. Yeah. And you know what? When one of them has to carry the other one, that's when the Celtics lose. That's one thing I've learned. They both got to be like on their sense. You know what I'm saying?
They got to be like a duo.
Like, yes, Tatum can get 50 points, but Brown still's going to have to get his 22 to 25 points for the Celtics to win, in my opinion. Yeah. Or Marcus Smart has to step up and get 25 to supplement for whatever. You know what I'm saying? But
I think we need a Grant Williams game soon.
Yeah, Grant Williams is a big key. Game
tonight. Huh? That Al Horford game tonight.
He's never doing what he did last year. Sorry, man. He's never doing that.
It's again. Crazy how much Rob Williams like neutralizes Bam.
He can't really does and beat like. He had better numbers against Embiid than he did against Rob Williams.
Yes.
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy.
That's
but crazy. I know I agree. I agree with you. Like that is fucking crazy how that
Rob
Williams
is nice.
He is.
Rob Williams
is
guard.
He doesn't have offense.
Probably you can guard two to five.
Yeah, 2 to 5, right?
Yeah. He got 2 to 5. Because he's so athletic. His bounces. He got a quick jump.
So,
but DePaul, I didn't even know that. Big East boy, didn't even know it.
I ain't know Strus is from DePaul. I didn't even know NBA players came out of DePaul. Honestly,
he was undrafted.
He's and then we signed him, and then we cut him.
They have the most and undrafted players.
Now he's trying to kick y'all ass in revenge. Oh man, I see what's happening here. All right, so let's wrap up Boston and Heat. What are our predictions for the rest of the series? Kyle, you can go first.
If Marcus Smart doesn't play tonight, Heat in 6. If he does, Heat in 7.
Okay, so you got the Heat no matter what. Spoelstra, I personally, go ahead.
I drank the Kool-Aid. I'm on Spoelstra, bro. Like,
okay, I get it. I'm going Boston in 7. I'm going Boston in 7.
Same. Boston in 7.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if we still in 6.
Oh.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Oh.
That's bold.
That is bold. What about you, Matt?
Yeah, Boston 7. I don't. The lack of point guard play for the Heat, I think, will come back to bite them because Kyle Lowry ain't it.
He's not.
He did have a good game 3, though. I'm not a Lowry guy, trust me, but he did have a pretty decent game 3.
I have never met someone that said they're a Kyle Lowry fan.
Yo, in Toronto with DeRozan, he had a couple cool years. He had a couple cool years.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have never heard anyone say, Kyle Lowry's nice. I like him.
He was a likable guy in Toronto.
He was decent in Toronto. I didn't like him.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't like, oh, fucking Kyle Lowry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like,
he was cool. He was cool.
I'm not fucking with him this year, though. He's a fat slob this year. He's a fat, broken down slob. That's all he is. He's a big, fat fucking slob. He went to Miami and just fucking ate all the fucking Cuban sandwiches. and just fucking smoked all the cigars and God knows what else he got into in Miami, because you know what that shit goes on out there.
Even last game was his best game, and he shot 4 of 11 and 2 of 7 from 3.
Yeah, he's a
fat but you know what? What I like, though, he made a couple defensive plays. He swiped the ball once, and then he jumped a pass. Look, I'm not saying he had a great game. I'm just saying there was a couple plays. So I was like, oh, shit, okay, Lowry.
Yeah, that's all he's good for, is like probably one or two plays that could pivot something.
But I agree that he came to Miami and was like, carry me to a ring, please.
Somebody said Lowry caked up like a Kardashian. Hey, yo. Yo, your peoples is crazy, Kyle.
Interesting one.
Yeah. That's funny as shit. Ed, what do you got for this series?
If they lose tonight, I got Heat in 6. But if they win tonight, I got Celtics in 7.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, let's move on to the Warriors-Mavericks series. It's 3-0, and it's looking like we're bringing out
the fucking brooms.
Some brooms out the closet here, man. Bring because it ain't looking too hot for Dallas.
You know who didn't get swept
at all.
Imagine this.
Know who didn't get swept?
I don't want to hear the Luka slander, bro.
Yo, know who didn't get swept though? Fault. You know who didn't get swept though?
Kyle, it might be his fault. It might be his fault.
You hear what he's about to say, right?
Who didn't get swept?
Go ahead, say who didn't get swept.
Final appearance.
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
Trey didn't get swept.
Oh come on! Wait, are you a Trey fan for real? You trolling?
He's real. He's.
This is a sick Negro.
This nigga is sick. He is sick. He's sick. You hear me, Kyle? This nigga is sick. He is still on the Trey wagon. He's still on the Trey wagon. What's wrong with this man, bro?
Trey didn't get swept, though.
God damn.
Where's he at now? What golf course is he playing on?
So did this sweep, if he wasn't get swept, does it hurt Luka's legacy at all?
No.
It should hurt Reggie Bullock's legacy, shooting 0 for 10, bro. 0 for 10.
He's getting swept, bro. He's getting swept.
But when KD got swept, yes, it hurt his legacy, right? So what's the difference?
KD is 30 fucking 5 years old. Luka is 21, 22 years old, bro. Are you fucking shitting me right now?
He's been playing against grown men since he was like 16. I don't want to hear that shit no more, bro.
Luka's shown up, though. Kevin Durant folded against Jason Tatum.
Luka's putting up like 35 a game this series, bro.
He put up 40 and 11.
Are you shitting me right now?
He had three.
Reggie Bullock goes 0 for 11 last night. Fucking everybody else fucking disappears from the team. Dorian Finney-Smith gets like 14 PRA the whole fucking game. Who do you expect to step up? Jalen Brunson? He can't fucking step up that much to beat the Warriors.
Yo,
he just had 25.
You take away
that, but what else is gonna happen from there?
Jalen Brunson was a second option. Now
he's is a second option.
He even had 20 last night. You take away Brunson and Dinwiddie, and the rest of the team had 14 points.
That's
I don't
disgusting.
Want to hear that's on Luka.
That's disgusting.
I don't want to hear that's bro, on Luka.
Hold on, though. This is the – right, because I normally – I want to jump on your guys' side, and I hate to side with that. It actually makes me a little sick. But the AJ, bring up the plus-minus stat that you texted me earlier today. I don't know it offhand, but Luka was by – he was like negative 69
he was a minus
90. On the series. No, on the series.
He's always in the game, though. Like
when he's on the court. Oh, my God. It's bad. It's bad. And I like Luka, and I hate agreeing with Ed. It's just – that's bad. That's not a good look. That's all.
So it's not a good look. You're agreeing with him that Trey didn't get swept?
No, hell no. Hell no.
Who's the better player, Trey or Luka? That's the real question.
Not even close. Luka by a mile. Trae Young is a liability 50% of the game.
So Luka's at a liability?
Luka's a fucking drill clone out there, bro.
Listen, I'm on y'all side. Listen, I'm on y'all Luka side. Yeah,
but Trae Young, defensively,
don't
is like...
Tell me Luka doesn't play defense. Don't go down
he's a
that
drill
road.
Cone,
all right,
bro.
So what is Trae Young on defense? If Luka Doncic is a fucking traffic cone. Okay,
suck.
But we're talking about player and player. Who's the better? I think Luka's a better defender because guess what? Luka is 6'7". Trae Young is 6'2". And they're just as bad as each other on defense, bro.
He can't guard nothing at 6'7".
No, it's not comparable.
Are we saying Trae Young is a better defender than Luka Doncic? That's what we're really saying right now? Is that obviously?
They're both not good defenders, Corey. That's it. That's all I want to hear you say.
Yo, but you can't just say they're both not good.
Because he's taller?
Yes.
Yes.
And he weighs more.
He still gets fucking cooked.
Oh no, how about this? Whether he taller or weighs more, he lets up less buckets. Analytically, Trae Young has been 30 out of 30 starting point guards two straight years defensively. He may be one of the worst defenders we've ever seen playing basketball.
So they both suck at defense.
Yes.
Luka is not good at defense, but compared to Trae Young, he's a goddamn 13 All-NBA defender.
What the fuck did you just say?
Wait. What you say, bro? Matt, what did you just say?
Repeat what you said.
That's it. That's the stat. That's the stat.
On defense.
Okay. What did you say?
I'm not repeating it.
I'm not repeating it. Yo, I said pause.
Okay. He just said so off the wall. Y'all really not hear what he said?
And AJ also said AJ Bacone's basketball.
Well, did you see the plus minus though? Because Wiggins is who was guarding Luka. So that's why I wanted that was him.
So
Wiggins has been incredible.
And Luka would never get clamped like Trae got clamped in Miami. That's a fact. My boy AJ said it. Luka would never get clamped like Trae got clamped versus Miami.
11 points a game or some shit?
That was disgusting, bro. No, he didn't get fucking swept, Ed. Here. If that's the point that you're riding on, here's your claps. Here's your claps. Nice and loud, bucko. Congrats.
They didn't even get swept yet.
Exactly. He didn't even get fucking swept.
Bro, let's be realistic. Are they going to win next game?
It's Luka. They really could.
Luka's really y'all great white hope, bro. Like, he's the new great white hope for y'all. Like Larry Bird was.
Why are you saying y'all like I'm fully white over here? Like, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Y'all great white hope.
Like, I'm a part of KKK or some shit, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
Luka definitely is tough, though.
He is a bucket. Yeah.
But y'all got it. Y'all can't keep moving the goalposts.
Y'all move the goalposts every week for him.
No, there's no such thing as goalposts. Luka is straight up fucking better than Trae Young. There is no goalposts. There's no moving of anything. He's straight up better. There's none of that.
Minus 19.
So now you're...
It's not good. Cool. But he's still better than Trae Young, bro. That's it.
Treat him like you treat the other superstars that...
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not going to treat him. I'm not going to treat him like Russell Westbrook. And I'm not going to, because I know that's what you're going to say next. And I'm not doing it.
So is he a superstar, though?
Anything about Westbrook at all?
You were going to. I know you. I know you, Ja. I know you. I know you. I know you. Huh?
You that insecure?
All right. Let me ask Kyle.
Insecure? Insecure?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yo, let me ask Kyle something.
I'm listening.
Yo, Kyle, can you hear me?
Fuck you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Superstar, right? We all say Luka's a superstar. Luka's a superstar.
I mean, what do you define a superstar as?
In your definition,
I'd say a superstar would be like a top 10 NBA player.
So is he a superstar?
He's probably right on the cusp. Yeah, I'd probably say he is, but like barely.
Is Tatum a superstar?
Yeah, I'd say maybe a notch above Luka, like maybe 7 and 8 on that list.
All right, what's the question?
You like Tatum over Luka?
Interesting.
Right now, probably.
It's right there. There's no wrong answer to this.
Tatum plays defense. I'm a defense guy.
Luka close games.
Yeah.
Come on.
They're right there. They're both right there. They're both right there. They're both right there.
Same standard.
Luka, I would take Luka on offense, Tatum on defense, and maybe Tatum like overall by a notch right now.
The only reason why Tatum got overall though is because he's a two-way.
Exactly.
That's fine. I could take that. I could take Tatum being better than Luka. I could take that. That's fine because they're right there. They're both in the same position right now for the most part. I mean, Luka's obviously down 3-0, but like I don't use as comparison really for two young players.
You know
I don't.
Who they really need to go get? This free agency is Zach LaVine. I really think that.
Well, LaVine wants to play in San Antonio with Murray, though, I heard.
Ooh, yeah, really? That would be nice. I would
Deontay
like
Murray next up, by the way.
I would like that. Actually like that.
He's next
up. Deontay Murray is fucking dog.
Yeah,
man.
He's next up.
He's
bro.
A dog. I like
that. Yo, and that city likes him. Did you see Spurs Twitter flipping out when he didn't make second team all team defense or whatever?
Yeah,
like, Spurs Twitter had it. Like, they did not like that.
I would actually like that. I just don't want to see him go to the fucking Lakers and just fuck the pack up.
They can't pay him.
But like all these Lakers fans are saying that, like,
they're stupid.
And all these media guys are like, oh, you know, we don't have Russell Westbrook for $45 million next year. Oh, no, we don't have Anthony Davis for 30-something million, and we don't have LeBron for another 30-something million. Oh, we could pay him. Oh, we could trade Russell Westbrook, even though he has the worst contract in the fucking NBA. Sure, we could trade him this offseason to the Knicks. Why not? Yeah. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. No, you can't. Yeah. Nobody wants that bum bitch.
He's an ass.
He's a bum bitch.
What's up? So who's better, CP3 or him?
I'm taking CP3 7 out of 7 days, 365 out of 365 days over Russell Westbrook. Promise.
Promise. Yo, I got a question. I got a question for Ed.
Yeah.
2022 Golden State Warriors, easiest path to the finals in NBA history.
For sure.
Absolutely.
John Morant without Grizzlies without Morant, Nuggets without two of their starters.
Absolutely.
Playing devil's advocate, can we talk about how good the Grizzlies were without Morant, though?
They were nice.
Honestly, you can say one can make the argument all of Steph Curry's rings, he had an easy path.
I'm the king of that take, bro. I'll ride that.
It's a decent take.
Steph is number two all time point guard to me behind Magic. I'm just saying one can make the argument.
It's not a bad argument. It's not a bad argument. But let's hold LeBron to the same type of shit in the East because it was pretty dog shit over there.
He made it look easy.
Don't start using that take because you see that take was coming out.
Last week you said yourself it's not that easy going with LeBron not, was doing. So not, he made it look
it's
easy.
Not.
No, it's Y'all more just said no last no. Week. Ja, I'll tell you this, and this is where LeBron is great because. LeBron scared motherfuckers to the West.
Yeah.
He had an easy cupcake path every fucking year, all 9 years, pretty much. Except for the Boston years, he had a pretty easy path. But the reason for that is because he scared superstars to the West.
So that means
he scared people off to the West.
Is that his?
No, it's not his fault. It's not his fault. And he's great for that alone, in my opinion.
Think about this. All right. So Steph first ring. Was it his first ring? Or the second one when Kawhi got hurt.
That was the first one.
That was the first one?
First.
And then the second one.
Yeah, that was the first one. That was the first one.
Steph got what? Three or two?
Three.
So the second.
Yeah, one without KD.
One without KD, one. Two with two.
So then two the with. Second one.
KD. Is when Chris Paul got hurt in game seven
Chris
with
Paul
Harden.
Got hurt.
And
that
then
was the second one.
He definitely got sold out to the Rockets that year.
The third one, what happened?
I mean,
there's the best team in like
Durant was a fucking monster. That's what happened.
Somebody got hurt in the third one too. I think Chris Paul got hurt again in the third one.
What for Steph?
Yeah.
I mean, you have Kevin Durant at that point. It really doesn't matter who you play. That team that they have with Kevin Durant is probably one of the best teams in NBA history, in my opinion.
I'm not taking nothing away from Steph. I think he's the second best point guard of all time. But I'm just saying one can make the argument that he had the easiest path to superstardom.
Ooh.
I wouldn't say the superstardom, but super maybe superstardom. No. Like, they were ass. You don't remember the tweet when he was like, Warriors fans will figure it out, and like then they got good, and people brought back that tweet. You could make
he was in the trenches with Monte Ellis for fucking years,
Monte
bro.
Was
like
a, was a dog. Though.
He was in the trenches
don't play
with
Monte.
Him.
Monte was a dog.
I'm not saying the rest of the team was dog shit though. You know what I'm saying? And then they got Clay. Then they got Draymond. Then, you know what I mean? Harrison they Barnes built from the inside out, you know? Yeah, I respect
you can't,
that.
You can't say a star.
All right, maybe all right, superstar yeah, kind of, probably.
Yo, question for the group.
Whole league. Everybody wanted to shoot fucking threes after that.
Question for the group on the same topic. Who is the best team LeBron James beat in the Eastern Conference on the way to the finals? Because those good teams we mentioned, Orlando and Boston, didn't they lose to them?
The 2012-2013 New York Knicks.
The Hawks. No, they didn't beat them, though. The Pacers beat us that year.
Yeah.
Hibbert, the Hawks? Roy Hibbert beat us.
Yeah. No, I think we
that's
lost
nasty.
Them.
That Pacers team was pretty good, though.
Yeah, that
yeah they beat good. Them. They did beat. But that year pissed me off because the Knicks were 3-1 against the Heat that year with Melo and Tyson Chandler. And I knew we were the 2-seed. We were beating the Heat if we got them. We were the 2-seed, but we lost the 3-seed Pacers. We did sweep the Celtics, though. That was dope.
That was hype. They came out in the black suits for the funeral, and they beat them.
That was dope.
2004 Pistons, people are saying on Facebook.
LeBron was a rookie.
They didn't win the championship. I'm assuming you mean like going to the finals and winning the championship.
Yes, yes. Well, going to the finals.
Would you consider that Raptors team good?
Didn't he, with Lowry and DeRozan?
Not when you get owned that many times.
No.
Like people. What would happen, LeBronto,
if Kawhi was on that Raptors team against LeBron in the East? How interesting would that series LeBron would have been?
By the time Kawhi was there, they had Siakam. It wasn't the same team anymore. Sure. They had Siakam and Van Vliet became an elite defender out of nowhere. And
Marcus Gasol, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying the year Kawhi won, right, was the year that LeBron went west. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Imagine if LeBron LeBron doesn't go west and he's still plays him with that Cavaliers team. That's an interesting series.
The Cavs will win.
Nah.
That's a tough series. Nah.
Does Kyrie stay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh. Kyrie left too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. That year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That same team versus that. Raptors team with Kawhi would be tough.
I take Cleveland.
It goes seven. I think the Raptors would.
I don't think so.
Kawhi has.
You don't have DeMar DeRozan that team then, right? Yeah, definitely. That's fine. Cavs. The Cavs are definitely.
That's fine, but you got to remember Kawhi. Be having LeBron's number.
Bro, he held him to 32 instead of 36. That's not having his number. Stop saying that.
All right. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap Kyle up. What is our all right. Is it a sweep, Kyle?
No.
All right.
Dallas takes game four, and then Ed will come in here with his head held low on next Monday, be all sad about it.
He'll figure something else out to talk.
Luka getting sweep is apparently his only take on that topic. So,
all right. Ja's out of here as well. He has a basketball game to play. I appreciate Ja. I appreciate you, the Sauce Network.
Good talk to you guys.
Kyle, plug your shit in. Plug yourself in real quick, bro. Say where you can find you at, man.
Just type in my name. You're on YouTube or Google, anywhere. Also, the app is Sauce Network app. You could it's in Google Play Store or Apple Store.
Very dope. He has an app. He has the whole shebangabang. The Sauce Network, YouTube. Kyle Kerms, at Kyle Kerms or at the Sauce Network. He's pretty much on every platform. He's got great sports betting advice. He has great free content as well. He's dope. He's one of the best video editors I've ever met in my life. That's a fact.
That is my strength.
That is a fact. I will give credit where credit's due. He is doing awesome, and I'm so proud of you, Kyle. Appreciate you.
Yo, next time I'll be able to make it down there.
Yeah, next time, pull up whenever. But next time, I'm pulling up on you, nigga.
Oh, yo, AJ wanted to. You said the information about the garage, the party thing. Because AJ
Yo, Kyle's peoples, all Kyle's peoples from YouTube. We're having a party. Well, if you're in New Jersey, we're having a party in Seaside Heights. Check it out. It's on Eventbrite. It's called the Game 4 Finals Watch Party. It's going to be lit. It's going to be fun. Open bar. It's going to be dope. Make sure y'all tap in.
I'll post the flyer up too.
Yeah, post a flyer up for me. That would be love, bro. I appreciate you once again, Kyle. Salute.
All right, everyone have a good night. Let's get that Heat plus +7. Hopefully Marcus Smart doesn't play. We'll see.
Heat plus +7. Hopefully Marcus Smart don't play. All right, brother. Be good. All right, that was cool. That was our first guest. That was our first guest right there to join in. And guess what, y'all? Guess what? We got a surprise for y'all. Because next week, we got another special guest. And that is Irving Fryer, 5-time Pro Bowler from the motherfucking Philadelphia Eagles and the Patriots. 13,000 receiving yards back in the 90s, in the early 2000s. So, yeah, man. We got a nice little lineup, and then we got a couple of other we got some people lined up for guest slots every week for the next like month. I'm going to try and have a guest slot every single week for the next, all the way until football season. That's a fact. I'm trying to have somebody in every Monday till football season. We also got Ty Frazier that's going to pull up, but I think we're going to do a one-on-one interview with Ty Frazier. So that's going to be dope. But yeah, Kyle Kerms, I appreciate you again, man. Fucking dope. Dope people. Toasty, you my guy, man. I fucks with you too, man. I appreciate everybody from the Sauce Network, man. Real shit. All right. Let's move on to... What we want to talk about?
I mean, we can MLB. We could talk some MLB because, I mean, we're not going to talk about the Josh Donaldson thing. Fuck that.
We're not going to talk about that.
But the Yankees are still the best team in baseball. They lost 2 straight to the White Sox. That's a little ass, but
They're still record-wise.
I will give y'all the best team in baseball for now because Scherzer's gone for the next 6 to 8 weeks. So I'm gonna let y'all have that for now.
For 120 wins, which would be breaking the record all time of 116.
The Mets have 28 wins too, by the way. Even without, you know, Scherzer went down, we still haven't lost.
It's
without
gonna be tough. You need DeGrom back ASAP.
No, we don't. Guys, no, we don't.
You think you're okay with?
We are fine. Chris I promise.
Bassett as your yes, number we are. One pitcher.
Bassett, McGill, Carrasco.
I don't know about that.
Peterson, Walker. Guys, they're still that's still better than most MLB rotations. Yeah, that's still better than most MLB rotations, in my opinion.
Be okay, because the NL East is so weak.
It's garbage. We're already up 9 games.
Yeah.
So like we have cushion. We have cushion to lose, but I still don't think we lose. That's the craziest part. I still don't think we lose. And guess what? We're gonna get Scherzer back, and we're gonna get DeGrom back. All-star break, and we're going to have two of the best pitchers fresh going into the second half of the season. So that's dangerous in itself.
You
so.
Think you need bullpen arms?
Ooh. I mean, Edwin Diaz is fucking doing great this year.
I mean, like a middle relief slap, because the one thing about the Yankees is that I know when they hand the ball over to like that 6, 7, 8, like, we're vibing. If it's Michael King, Clay Holmes, it's actually Aroldis Chapman that's been the scariest part of that bullpen lately.
Oh, yeah. No, Chapman's been doing...
He's the mids.
Yeah, he's been I always think he's stinky, honestly.
Yeah,
Chapman has always been a stinky closer, in my opinion. He's just not that closer. He's a folder. He's a professional folder. Like, you saw him versus the Astros when it was time to clutch up. You saw what he did.
I would say like it was because of the buzzer, but it's happened so many times at this point. I mean, even against the Red Sox, he always lets up the big hit, the big bomb. You know, Devers. Oh, like all
didn't
the
he give up to the White Sox?
Yeah, that's how they lost. He gave up a walk off home run to the Orioles, so we didn't sweep them last week.
That's stinky.
That's very stinky.
That's putrid. That's very stinkified.
Stinky. But other than that, I mean, it's all good. Chad Green tore his UCL, so he's getting Tommy John. But
yeah,
other than that, the Yankees are chilling. They're gonna have to pay Aaron Judge everything that they make. So
right. So honestly, I mean, I still like the Yankees. I think the Yankees are definitely the best team in the AL. Let's see if y'all can do this for the whole year, yo. Because the Yankees, from what I've seen, they'll have great periods of time where they'll go fucking 750 average for 40 games straight, and then they'll go on a fucking 20-30 game streak of like mid.
It's so important mid. For the starting pitching just it's to stay mid. Consistent. As long as like our 2 through 4 is still decent and gives us a chance to win each game, it's going to be really, really nice.
So Toasty just commented. He said the Mets having Buck is making all the difference. And I agree. Like, Buck is such a... We've always had pussy-ass coaches all throughout our franchise history, pretty much, for the most part. And Buck is a no-nonsense, we're going to fight to the end, we're going to be smart about it at the same time type of manager. And it's going to make a difference, like he said, when we got a pitch against motherfucking... When we only have Chris Bassett, when we only have Carrasco, when one of our guys got to get Tommy John, you know what I'm saying? But I think the Mets are in a very good position still to this day. I honestly like what the Angels are doing. I like what the Dodgers are doing, obviously.
The Brewers got something cooking.
Brewers
right now.
Got some shit cooking up. They got some beer brewing.
I expected the Padres to be a lot better than they are. I mean, they've been okay, but they really need Tatis back. And the fact that he's out there playing soccer and all that shit, like ultimate frisbee, but he can't play baseball.
But he can't play baseball, which is weird, which is the most non-contact sport out of the three things that you just said.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. I don't know. I mean, it's still very young in the season. I'm not going to get crazy with the Mets yet or the Yankees. I want to wait until the Mets are in August going crazy, which I know they will this year. As a Mets fan, I always was skeptical about the Mets doing it in the long run. But I think this year is the year that we actually do it in the long run and we actually kick up and we actually have a number 1 or 2 seed in the NL going into the playoffs.
Ooh, it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting.
The 2 through 4 in the NL is going to be really tough because I think the one I can't see the Dodgers being like not one. Truthfully, they just got Freddie Freeman. Like, you guys definitely have the 2 to 4 locked up.
AJ talking about Luis Rojas and Mickey Callaway. Ew, don't make me fucking throw up right now, AJ. Please. Ugh. Oh, I want to throw up in my mouth. And fucking Brody Van Wagner. Gee. Oh, my bro. Yeah,
he was mid.
Oh,
they thought
mid,
they were playing
bro.
Chess.
Such mid. They thought they were doing something by training one of our best prospects for fucking Robinson Cano. Like, yes, we got Edwin Diaz, but like Robinson Cano.
Well, no,
bro.
I mean, Kalenic has been ass.
But he was turned up at one point, though.
Nah, he was, but he's hitting 100 in the MLB, like 130 right now with the Mariners. So I think you guys still won that regardless.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Let me let's switch it up to switch it up to boxing, man. Let's talk NFL first. So congrats, Eagles, for once again dick eating the Giants in the offseason. Congrats. I congratulate you. Last year, you dick ate us. You traded up one spot to get Devontae Smith. Congrats. Congrats. Dick eating at his finest. Giving somebody in your own division a third-round pick for it just to dick eat us. And then once again, the dick eating is so crazy over in Philly that they have to literally just take somebody that we just cut and pay him $10 million at that too. Congrats. I applaud all of Philadelphia. The stinkiest city in the fucking world. You guys fucking suck. And Eagles fans, they think they're going to. Did you hear all the shit that they were saying in the group? They think they are going to the Super Bowl because they picked up James Bradberry, bro. It is unfucking believable.
He hasn't had an elite season in 2-3 years. Yeah, he was barely a factor last year.
Marcus Smart just ruled out.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Damn. That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt big time. Damn. But, yeah, I fuck the Eagles, man, because they piss me off, bro. Like, I really hate the Eagles. I hate the Eagles fans. I hate everything about Philly. I hate all of them. I really do. And, you know, the last time the Eagles were really good on paper on defense, they called themselves the Dream Team. They thought they were going to win the whole thing. And they wound up in, like, what, third or fourth place in the division that year?
I think only Washington.
Well, that's regular when Washington is in last place in the NL East. I mean, yes, at the NL East, the NFC East. So I don't know. I'm not fucking with it. There's dry ass week in the NFL. Yeah. I can't lie. Like, there's nothing happened in the NFL this week other than the Bradberry shit. So we gonna move on straight into the Tank versus Rolly fight. Shout out. First of all, first thing I got to say is shout out to Rolly. Thank you for letting me interview you. That was complete love. You didn't have to do that, my boy. I appreciate you. And I'm going to show you love for the rest of my sports media career just off of the strength that you are the first major athlete for us to interview. And all the YouTube guys, go check out my Rolly Romero interview. It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope. If you check our channel out, it's dope. It's a dope ass interview. He talks a lot of shit about Tank and it's fun. But what do we think is gonna happen in the fight, Ed? Because I know
it's not going like Jake Paul said, the decision at all. Somebody's gonna get knocked out.
Yeah, so Jake,
I'm calling it before the 8th. Yeah.
I agree. Jake Paul tweeted, what, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
That Rolly will be Tank by unanimous decision. By unanimous decision.
Yeah.
Not knockout. Rolly by unanimous decision. That's wild. That's wild.
Anybody who believes that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's wild. I don't even think that's going to happen. I think somebody's getting knocked the fuck out.
They hate each other too much, Brian.
Yeah. So Kyle said Rolly is going to come out throwing bombs. And I agree with that. And that's why I said somebody's going to get knocked the fuck out, because it's not going to go the distance, in my opinion, because
Rolly is the type of fighter, from what I've watched, right? Rolly is the type of fighter that is that does not care. He is going to swing for the fucking fences the whole fight. He's going to be in your face the whole fight. He's got probably the most powerful, one of the most powerful punches in the lightweight division. And honestly, Tank hasn't fought somebody this aggressive yet, but Rolly hasn't either.
And Tank's been getting tagged up lately.
He got tagged up by Pitbull a little bit.
Fold him too.
But his hand got broken mid fight. So it's like, you know, that's
still folded him.
Yeah, he still folded him.
He folded him with a broken hand.
He folded him with a broken hand. I'll give him that. Thank you, Toasty. I appreciate all the good words, man. Thank you, man. Yo, I'm definitely pulling up to the stars, man. I'm pulling up on y'all, man. So y'all better be ready, man, for sure. But yeah, man, Rolly isn't scared. I know Tank isn't scared either, obviously. Tank is the defending champion. Rolly's the interim champion. It's going to be fireworks, in my opinion. I don't see it going past five rounds. I really don't. I really don't even see it going past five rounds. Y'all need to say eight, nine. No, I don't even see that shit going.
They're
going
to pace themselves.
I'm going to say six.
Okay, it might be a pace, but I don't even see Rolly pacing himself. He doesn't want to.
It's so emotional.
He's calling knockout first round. That's what he's saying. That's his advertisement. Yeah. He say, I'm knocking him out first round. He's coming out swinging, bro. I don't know if they're going to pace themselves, bro. And that's why I think it might be knockout.
Either way, for Rolly's career, this is a good fight because he's going to get crazy fights after this. He's
for sure.
Like showcase what he really got against.
And that's the fighter. Yeah, that's the power of having Floyd Mayweather as your guy.
I'd like to see him fight, you know? Ryan Garcia. That would be fire.
That's what I'm pretty sure is probably going to come next for Rolly. Is either Ryan Garcia, Haney, or
fight Haney.
I would like to see Haney because them two have been talking wild shit to each other. So I would like to see it.
Yeah, it's probably going to be his next fight, Haney, something like that.
Yeah, Rolly, and honestly, Rolly's been talking shit. The Showtime like documentary came out yesterday, and they're pretty confident. Rolly's camp is confident, man. They're not scared. And I know Gervonta's camp ain't scared either. They some Baltimore. What is this guy? His trainer's from Baltimore.
They all from Baltimore.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah,
you gotta do what you gotta do. For sure, man. Oh, B. Cole would be good. Canelo. So I heard a rumor that Canelo was gonna fight Triple G.
Yeah.
He's gonna fight Triple G again.
He's gonna fight Triple G again, then he's gonna try to fight a dude he just lost to after that. For a rematch. Canelo just needs to give it up.
How washed is Triple G? Is he washed or is he like still in his prime? Like,
I don't know. Canelo also looks washed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I really don't see Canelo being Triple G if Triple G is still on his shit. Like, huh?
Is this just a money grab for boxing right now?
I think so.
That's sad.
Everybody's watching boxing right now, so.
And let's talk about that real quick. A lot of people are starting to see that boxing is back, low-key. I think boxing is back on its shit, low-key. I think UFC is going down a bit. And boxing is coming back up a little bit because boxing took a good, 15-year break, I want to say, as far as dominance in combat sports.
Yeah, Floyd wasn't fighting. Nobody was really.
And
so Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, and like Anthony Joshua was all fighting.
Yeah, it was.
So it's been like years pretty much.
It's been a while, bro. And there's a lot of great boxing matches that's been going down lately, and there's a lot I'm looking forward to, like the Charlo brothers, the fucking Rolly, fucking Tank, fucking there's so many good fighters. Shakur Stevenson, there's so many good fighters that's on the come up, on the rise, that
we're not
seeing any UFC guys on the rise that we're excited about except for like O'Malley, and that's like
Khabib's cousin's pretty crazy.
Islam. Yeah. That's his. Yeah, he's pretty fucking good too. It's just like
ain't nobody really.
I'm on the boxing wave right now. You feel me? Like I'm on the I want to watch boxing. I don't want to watch UFC anymore. I'm tired of this shit. UFC, they have a card every single week and it's fucking watered down. There's only one good card every like 3 months. Like legit good card. Like legitimately, all right, I gotta watch this card. Good.
in the UFC. Boxing, I feel like every time they have a Showtime or an HBO match, it's lit. It's lit. Anytime Mayweather Promotions puts down, it's lit. Anytime Golden Boy puts down, it's lit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dana White knows, like, Dana White's been advertising a little bit better, though. That's the only difference.
And Errol Spence, yes. Terrence Crawford. Yeah, man. There's so much. And I forgot, Kyle, we should have talked boxing a second and kept you on because you're a boxing head. I forgot how much you started off with boxing. That's a fact. That's a fact. I remember, dog. Spence Charlo. That would be dope. I would like to watch that too. But all right, fuck it, man. Let's wrap it up. It was a good episode. I appreciate you, Kyle, for hopping in again. It was real fun. I had a good time. Mosports TV will be back next Monday with Irving Fryer from the Philadelphia Eagles. Jack's Garage, June 10th, finals game 4. Let's get it. I appreciate y'all. Yes, sir.